You're listening to Tea with Tolkien, a podcast for the Hobbit at heart. Episode 6, Love Mingled with Grief. The world is indeed full of peril, and in it there are many dark places. But still there is much that is fair, and though in all lands love is now mingled with grief, it grows perhaps the greater. One of the threads woven throughout all of Tolkien's writings is grief. So many of the tales of Middle-earth are steeped in sorrow. And so today, if you don't mind, I wanted to talk with you all about love and grief, sorrow and joy, and the way that they are all at one in New Catastrophe. We see this paradox most plainly in the lives of the elves. They are the most beautiful of the children of Iluvatar. Their goodness and strength are unmatched. But because of their immortality, they have lived through many lifetimes of men. They have seen the best and the worst. Galadriel says to Frodo in Book 2, Chapter 7, that she has spent many ages fighting the Long Defeat, as she calls it. The Long Defeat, a phrase Tolkien also uses in Letter 195. He says, "Actually, I am a Christian, and indeed a Roman Catholic, so that I do not expect history to be anything but a long defeat. Though it contains, and in a legend may contain more clearly and movingly, some samples or glimpses of final victory." Within the lifetime of the elves, they have seen the world as it grows dim, in both a figurative and literal sense. Arda was first lit by the two lamps, which were knocked down by Melkor, and then the two trees of Valinor, which were destroyed by Melkor and Ungoliant. Then at last the sun and the moon were made. So even just in this sense, the light within the world has diminished throughout the years of the elves. And so, too, within all the battles throughout all the ages, the elves have seen as evil has slowly steeped into every corner of the earth, the long defeat. And yet the elves still sing. They are often merry and joyful. They throw the best, most amazing parties. They are filled with so much goodness and peace despite their sorrow. In Book 1, Chapter 4, Sam describes them. He says, "They are quite different from what I expected, so old and young, so gay and sad, as it were." This kind of paradox of joy mingled with sorrow, I think, is at the heart of The Lord of the Rings, especially within the tale's endings. Tolkien cared so deeply for this concept that he created a word for it. It's called eucatastrophe, the sudden happy turn in a story which pierces you with a joy that brings tears. He wrote about this in Letter 89. "The resurrection was the greatest eucatastrophe possible in the greatest fairy story, and produces that essential emotion, Christian joy, which produces tears because it is qualitatively so like sorrow, because it comes from those places where joy and sorrow are at one, reconciled, as selfishness and altruism are lost in love." Throughout all of The Lord of the Rings, we experience small moments of eucatastrophe, when all hope seems lost for Frodo, in the Barrow Downs, and when Tom Bombadil busts in to save them, when Merry and Eowyn face the Witch King of Angmar and destroy him, when all the battles seem lost but hope is suddenly rekindled, and in the Crack of Doom, when Frodo betrays his quest and claims the ring as his own, but Providence provides another way for it to be accomplished. But there is one scene in particular that just stays with me as I think about this whole idea of eucatastrophe. We see the mingling of joy and grief within a character that feels a lot more familiar to me than the elves, Samwise Gamgee. At the end of the War of the Ring, after everything is finished, in the field of Cormallen, Sam awakens in Ithilien to realize that he and Frodo have survived their quest. He sees Gandalf before them and asks, "Is everything sad going to come untrue?" I've found so much comfort in that phrase, and often paired it with Revelation 21:5. "And he who is seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" Later in this chapter, they're all gathered together in celebration. And I love this quote. "And all the hosts laughed and wept, and in the midst of their merriment and tears, the clear voice of the minstrel rose like silver and gold, and all the men were hushed. And he sang to them, now in the elven tongue, now in the speech of the west, until their hearts, wounded with sweet words, overflowed, and their joy was like swords, and they passed in thought out to regions where pain and delight flow together, and tears are the very wine of blessedness. This topic of grief has weighed heavily on my heart over the past few weeks. January is a difficult month for me, as it marks the anniversary of our miscarriage. I found out I was pregnant on January 9th, 2015, only to find out on January 14th that I was losing the baby. Within the span of 5 days, I experienced so much joy as I fell so hard in love with this little baby, mingled with so much grief as I realized I would never get to hold him or her, or to really know them at all. And even in all of this grief and wondering what things would have been like, even 4 years later, there's also a sense of peace that I cling to in knowing that our little baby is held so safely in the arms of Jesus. I found this quote in letter 45, and I wanted to share it with you all. "There is a place called heaven where the good here unfinished is completed, and where the stories unwritten and the hopes unfulfilled are continued. We may laugh together yet." And I also love this quote from The Return of the King, Appendix B. This is the last thing that Aragorn says to Arwen as he's passing away. "In sorrow we must go, but not in despair. Behold, we are not bound forever to the circles of the world, and beyond them is more than memory. Farewell." Is everything sad going to come untrue? Behold, I am making all things new. I'll see you guys again next week, where we'll be talking about something else that I haven't decided yet. I also wanted to let you know that I just put up a bonus Patreon episode concerning Mary, Elbereth, and Galadriel over on our Patreon page. If you would like to support Tea with Tolkien, I think you can donate as little as like $2 a month to get some exclusive podcast stuff and just in general support everything we're doing here. I would be super grateful, and I hope you would enjoy this little episode that I put up. So I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.